Blog Talk Radio.
I thank it for me.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Ring bang da 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 da.
Tell me,
a revolution. Yeah. I'm on fire for revolution. A revolution, yeah. Rasta type of mass revolution, yeah. Dang, 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 dang.
Check it.
Some corporate people down from out and them a make big speech. But poor people, the food not reach. I'm enough to wonder how them really sleep. Them living in the pool while the poor are feel the heat. Red country. Why, it's red country. Why, you never get so far top down, you ain't nothing but a victim. We're just trapped in a political system. There ain't no one to say let alone. If you hit the big man a gunshot, them broke your bone with stone. Why, so a revolution, yeah. I'm on site a revolution, coming in a Babylon. A revolution, yeah. A hot revolution. Ring bang da da ding, bang da da ding. Heads of government, what is your aim? Where is the plan? Where is the future for the younger generation? If there's no light at the end of the tunnel, well, young your stuff, I go red like hell. For man, the peas are cooked, but the rice can't well. For no more big speech. Time to some action, crime and the violence rampant in our nation. People say it's because of suffering, son. There's got to be a revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution, wriggling in a Babylon land, yeah. A revolution, yeah. Guns, knives and cutlass revolution. Dang, da, da, dang, dang, da, da, dang. All you false leaders, I brand you as traitors. Nothing but whoremongers. Idol worshippers, them assassins. Yo, you better come down off of your pumps and try to picking poor people for a joyride. Cause all your teeth is to divide and rule, and I use the people then with your political tools, just fool. Sure, cause a revolution, yeah. The poor boy to steal the revolution. Ring dang da da ding, dang da da ding. A revolution, yeah. What a hot revolution. Ding da dang da dang da dang. No matter how them a come out and a kill off them teeth, yet the poor man the food not reach. Tell them all to practice what they preach. Cause I don't want to see them all a praising speech. Whoa, cause a revolution, yeah. I'm on fire for revolution. Ring dang da da dang da da. A revolution.
Greetings, welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob. Tonight, I want to talk about the Green Rush. The Green Rush is on for American, for these American marijuana companies. Mainly, I'm talking about this because this is another thing that we need to be paying attention to, because a whole lot of black folks get locked up. Small amounts of marijuana ruining their lives. Now these bastards are... expose themselves and show that, hey, you know, we making money off you on both ends. We got it criminalized and decriminalized them. So here we go with more bullshit. So at this point, I feel that it's something that we need to get involved in. I always say we need to go ahead and get involved in farming and agriculture. From my headlines, description of the show, I basically want to let you know that voters in Washington State and Colorado agreed to legalize marijuana for recreational use for adults, and medical marijuana currently legal in 18 states. Well, I was at a discussion today with somebody, and he was trying to give me his definition of the laws and stuff like that, and I just kept saying, you know, I repeated what, what's the brother's name, Mr. Holipsism, what he once said, and that stuck with me. All laws are, they're laws because they're backed up by guns. Whoever got the most guns, and they control what's going on. Now, that's a big discussion. We're trying to talk about gun control, but it always veers off into something else. But I want to try to stick with, hey, my question, why are black farmers getting more involved in it? Why are these fools running around here wanting to go ahead and buy that stuff from other people? Why are they not recognizing a solid business opportunity? According to investor fact sheet for Marijuana Incorporated, the current U.S. medical marijuana industry is estimated at $17 billion with expectations that an industry could grow to $29 billion by the year 2016. Damn. Again, we're going to be missing out. I was looking at some of the stuff that dealt with the reason that they brought prohibition on, prohibiting you from going ahead, prohibiting people from in the U.S. from consuming alcohol. Lasted, I believe, 13 years. We didn't take advantage of that. In that discussion I was having earlier today about laws and stuff, there was another brother there that was talking about moonshine. That's a big scheme, a big scam also. You can go ahead and make your own wine, your own beer, but distilling liquor is something that they frown on. I mean, most of these cats, man, these guys are hypocrites, man. Most of you rich people right now at present, a lot of the rich people at present are descendants directly of moonshine runners. Not to mention, you know, we also got to let people know that, hey, look, a lot of the ancestors had known slaves. Let's not forget that part. But this industry is something that I think we need to get into, and people need to stop turning their backs on it with all the BS and bullshit. I'm doing almost the same thing what some people are doing. I'm going ahead and quoting what they put out. So I got something here that's talking about why marijuana is legal. And the history of criminalization of marijuana is filled with racism, fear, protection of corporate profits, yellow journalism, ignorant, incompetent, and corrupt legislators, and personal career advancement and greed. You know, I'd see that personal career advancement and greed. I'd point that directly at your law enforcement. You bust a bunch of people with weed, and you destined for a damn promotion soon. And in America, the biggest reason why marijuana is illegal at present goes back to, I believe it was Nixon. I wish it was in my chat, but got a problem typing that. The biggest reason why marijuana is illegal is because Nixon paid a guy, I think his name was Schaefer. Yeah, Schaefer. get his real name. Nixon paid this guy, the Nixon administration paid a guy to do a study. And it pretty much said that, hey, you know, even though like marijuana has some issues, everything does, but it is not no more harmful than so many other things because people have been using it for years, centuries. Got some here saying you can go ahead and find traces of marijuana, the hemp. Now he's being smoked, but using to weave fabric and to make clothes, and people do that today. Many people assume that marijuana has its main illegal, was made illegal through some process involving science, medical, and government hearings. That was to protect the public from what was determined to be a dangerous drug. Well, the fucked up part about this is if you look at where the U.S. got marijuana, and they've strong-armed a bunch of other countries to go ahead and keep it illegal too. But the biggest reason why marijuana is illegal is because they say that the effects of marijuana is the same. Now get this. The same as heroin and LSD. I mean, that goes back to the ignorance, incompetence, and corrupt legislators, because a lot of people know, if you go ahead and you check, I need to get that page where I can go ahead and check what the politicians, how they file their taxes and stuff like that. You can go ahead and get some of that information. I meant to do that before. But these politicians are also getting paid when they put in their when they're helping to go ahead and bring in the private prison systems. That's sad. So this is where that racism comes in. You know, the individuals on top going ahead and oppressing the small few for financial gain. And the part about protecting the corporate profits, people have been using marijuana for pain, not so much for pleasure, for years. So I know that being a veteran, I got a letter, email, and a newsletter. I think it was like 3 years now. 3 years ago now, that the Veterans Administration is approving marijuana for pain and other issues. It depends on what state you live in. So depending on what state you live in, that's the only way you can pretty much get it, because they want to kick the dough in, tear your ass off. But protecting corporate profits, that's where you use marijuana for pain. Boy, is it going to go ahead and hurt the pharmaceutical industry. If you can go ahead and smoke your joint, hit your bowl, get your hook or whatever, you can go ahead and light it up smoking in your hand. You ain't going to need to go ahead and get no damn aspirins or pain relief, no opiates, all that other shit that they want to go ahead and mess with you on. Because remember, you taking their drugs? The drugs don't heal you. They just keep you well enough so you can get more drugs. And then there's always a whole bunch of other side effects. Well, shit, I think most people go ahead and enjoy some of the side effects from weed. Shit, I mean, it keeps you smiling. You get an appetite. Don't have you out there doing a lot of stupid shit. And some people, they sit back and think, clear their head. Steve Jobs used to do LSD. I had a whole list of them, but Steve Jobs is one of the richest ones on that list. That's how he went and did this thing with computers. He used to get high and work things out. He'd also smoke a joint from time to time so he could think. So one of my questions is, why are we taking up this industry? It's a lot of us getting locked up for it. Why are we taking over this industry? being consumers. Being consumers is a ridiculous thing. We are constantly going ahead and consuming their bullshit and their products. I listened to an individual a while back who was bragging on he had the latest iPod, he had the latest this, the latest electronic shit, latest. And I just asked him, hey, who made those things? I don't know. It was made in, over there, made over here. You know, black people don't make them, shit. I like to drive foreign cars. And I can't stand when somebody go ahead and tell me, oh, you need to buy American. You need to go ahead and buy American. You know, what for? Help the American economy. Fuck the American economy. Ain't helping me. Ain't giving me shit. When I look back on it, and I go ahead and say, man, they're not giving me a goddamn thing. Help the American economy for what? The American economy was built on my ancestors' back. So why should I continue to help you go ahead and increase the amount of your bank account, fatten your pockets? Why? When you want to go ahead and lock me up, brutalize me, treat me like shit, discriminate against me. You know, a whole bunch of stuff, man. It's awful. It's awful. Got some brothers got their hands up. I was gonna keep going on because I was a little bit pissed after some stuff I saw. So let me see. Let me get this brother first. Brother Poverty, you on there?
What's going on, brother? I mean, if you wanna go in more, brother, go in.
No, brother, I got a whole lot of info, man, and I want to get a brief discussion on it. And I'm gonna go ahead and let. I'm dying for somebody to go ahead and call me and tell me, hey, you know, marijuana is illegal for this reason and all this other stuff. Common sense gonna have to set in. Brother Ken, your line is open also.
Let me tell you right.
Good evening,
brother. Good evening, brother. I was just gonna say that. Yeah, I was just gonna say the only reason why they're legalizing it now is because they see that there's gonna be a shortage of jobs. So now they're gonna give you that to try and keep you quiet while you're going through your poverty. And then you drain the army as well. it's just a diversion so that you guys won't be thinking about the poverty that's going on in the country and the lack of jobs. Just like the way they've got it in Holland. They legalized marijuana, they legalized prostitution. But that's because there's a big unemployment problem out there, employment problem out there. So they give it to them to dose them up and keep them quiet. Smoke your weed, man. That's
shit.
The only reason why they're doing it. Only reason. And the reason why they stopped it in the first place is because they wanted efficient workers. Now they don't need the workers. You guys can have the drugs.
Because
they got machines now. They don't need us. They don't need people no more.
Hold on a minute. Hey, Brother Ken, you got a lot of background noise.
Oh, let me turn down the volume on my phone.
Yes. Look at that.
All right, it's a little bit better.
We'll test it out. So I wanted to hear what you had to say, man, because I'm ready to go in hard, and especially I can't wait for somebody to go in and call me with some stupid shit.
Okay. Well, Brother Rob, I will tell you, my advocacy of hemp and all its byproducts has been going on for quite a while. Not necessarily for medicinal purposes, but for, I guess the process of making or pulling hemp, you know, as you said, you know, it's an industry. It's a textile, you know what I'm saying? You make clothes from it, you know, paper. There's so many uses for it. We as a country have pretty much drained a lot of our natural resources and different revenues. So, again, I guess once the war on drugs actually had, you know, been politicized as being a war on black and brown people, I think that now it is like Colorado and Washington. They're going to state by state jump on board because it's a way to generate revenue, billions of dollars. And, of course, it will never be legalized until the corporate person decide how to legitimately make a profit from it. Once that's been laid out, then I'm quite sure that everyone will be on board.
Brother, hear what I'm saying. They've always been making money off us selling drugs. The money would go to black, there's a name for it, black projects that they do work out on the people. They make money off the drugs and the cocaine that's on the streets right now, brother. They
exactly.
To the gangster cell. They've always been making money off it. Whether they make it legal or not, they will make money. What I'm trying to say to you, they're only doing it to pacify us because they know the drugs are gold. That's the only reason why they bring it in, to make you guys, rather than, listen, when you're depressed, you will do anything to try and get out of it, right?
Hey, hold on, Pop. Let me share this with you. I wish I could have got that. You brought that point up. Each time that the economy was doing bad, it was drug use and drug sales. Each time, in the 80s, you had the rise of, and in the 70s, you had was getting bigger. Marijuana was getting big in late 60s, and it was direct result of some things that was going on in there. So let me go back to something that Brother Ken was saying too. Talking about how marijuana, the things they use marijuana for, the hemp, and it's the earliest. Like I said, they wove fabric with it, and the plant was used for food and clothes, other clothing, ropes. And Ken, I think you were in the military. I think you were in the Navy. Some of them old lines they had on the ship were made from hemp.
Mm-hmm.
So. It has a whole lot of uses that could go ahead to benefit society, but the morons took over. The morons, the biggest and the racist, all them started to take. And just like with marijuana, I mean with alcohol in this country, alcohol kills more people than marijuana per year, by far. Okay, but at that time when they had prohibition for alcohol. It was the religious community who stepped in and said, "Hey, look, this is another reason I call them hypocrites, because I got going through a food and beverage course. The book there was explaining the history of alcohol on the planet, and the church stopped the use of alcohol in the 12th century. So prior to that, they were using alcohol in a religious." And then go ahead and give you their thoughts and their views of what's going on with the Bible. See, we got a lot of people want to go ahead and deal with nonsense. And then you got impaired. Then you impaired. And now you want to go ahead and tell me how I should go ahead and do based on some this fantasy, this fallacy out there. There's a problem with that for me. You guys see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I'm my. The reason I feel that, hey, this I want to go ahead and discuss is because black folks are the hardest ones hit by all these marijuana. And I got something here that was saying that, hey, look, cocaine was legal in this country at one time. Cocaine being legal in this country one time, the reason that they started to put in place laws against cocaine was not because of the effects on it, was because the white people felt that blacks would go ahead and get high and rape white women. They did that for cocaine.
For what exactly, brother? For what?
What do you mean for what?
Oh, you're saying those are fear.
Fear. That goes to that fear. And that's why cocaine was beginning to get criminalized. But they did that, but at the same time when they did it with cocaine, they were actually handing out cocaine to dock workers in the South and people in like New Orleans and stuff, you know, the dock workers, you know, so they can work on it out. And a lot of the Mexicans was coming in almost at the same time coming in through like Arizona and New Mexico, and they were being stopped over there, and they still got problems to this day. But they were coming across that they were going to get high on weed and rape white women. Look, man, I, you know, really, I was preparing for this, man. I should have got them articles, too, because that was really terrible. But based on fear, not any real scientific proof. And to go ahead and see it being traded on the stock market, I'm like, man, that's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit, and it's some stuff that we don't know. That's one of the things that we don't know. Just like we've got these individuals, where people try to tell you, hey, look, there's laws to benefit black people. But there's also laws out there to hurt black people. So,
yeah.
Number one, we don't know. We don't find out. We locked up into a situation. Is that my correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, the thing about this is, how do I put this? Right now, you can go ahead. We need to go ahead and thing where we go ahead and finish together. It don't take much to go ahead get into buying and selling stocks. Am I right, Kieran?
I agree.
So why aren't we going ahead and getting our own symbol and going ahead and getting into the marijuana trade?
What you got to understand, brother, as well, right, is that a lot of black folk will say to legalize it, not seeing the trick, and the family won't see the trick because they'll just see it as though, well, hey, we get to smoke weed legally, and now they're just gonna put a load of chemicals in the weed anyway. They're just gonna chemical it. I'd rather smoke homegrown, something that a man's done in their yard, because at least I know they're not gonna put they ain't got access to all the chemicals that the devil's gonna put in there. I'm telling you, the weed that you've got in Holland, yeah, that weed will knock you out. You won't be able to smoke a drawer of that in a day. As soon as you wait, that weed there will make you lazy. When I went to Holland, I must have bought 3-4 bags of weed, thinking I'm going to get through it, because I was there for a weekend. Brother, I smoked like 2 grams of weed for the whole trip. I was knocked out. Every time I smoked one, I was dead. And I was a weed head them days there. I could smoke the weed that was coming out on the road, you know, illegally, like nothing. But when you go, when they get control of that weed, it's not going to be a joke weed, I'm telling you that.
Well, so what you probably smoked was something that they had laced with heroin.
It must have, brother, because that weed there was putting me to sleep, brother. I saw some of the black brothers on the street, and they looked terrible. They looked terrible. And I know they're just weeded out.
That's crazy. Let me read this to you. Marijuana has been called the largest cash crop in the state. Certainly the most popular illegal drug and the center of an estimated $50 billion to $30 billion industry in the United States. Whether you like it or not, weed is everywhere. 4 in 10 Americans, they've tried it. 15 million. Say that they've used it in the past month. This article came out last the last week in December. And that's about 5.5% of the nation's population, and some researchers speculate that an additional 3 million plus use it but do not they didn't get involved in the survey. So I think it's more than that. It's just people don't want to say nothing. And then a lot of these politicians, they got to be on something coming to work. I don't understand how they can go ahead and have alcohol anywhere around these fuckers. When they listen to the
Here's my question. Have y'all noticed the popularity of Hollywood people coming out and saying admitting that they publicly smoked?
Oh, man, look, man, that's been like that for years. Look, you can have a clean-cut image, but once you go ahead and turn bad boy, more people want to go ahead and follow you.
I
will tell you, I just saw a publication of the upcoming, was it Oscars or a press junket about it was two actors, very A-list actors, that are standing on stage and actually pull out a joint. Now, they're both of a Caucasian persuasion, and I thought about that. It seems like the only one that America is really... I guess you could say tolerant of smoking is our suit.
Anyway, are you sure?
But check this
out. Okay,
wait,
like
wait, wait, wait. I think them two terms X each other, America and tolerance.
family. Let's think of this. Let's think of this, family. There's no more room in the jails to be putting a person who's on drugs. I mean, who's been sold selling weed in the jails anymore. There's no more space for that.
Hold on, Paul. Let's deal with the U.S. real quick.
Dealing with the U.S., brother. I'm dealing with the U.S. U.S. has got more people in jail than anywhere on this planet.
Hold on. Let me break something. Let me give you something. This brother gave me something, man. And what he did was he crunched the numbers. I forgot what kind of field. I know he's in engineering. I'm like something else. But anyway, the information that he gave me was if you took everybody in the U.S. and put them in one state, what state you think they'd be in?
California.
Pop, you never been here, but take a guess.
Mississippi.
No. He said you could be able to put everybody in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So they got a lot of land. So this thing about the prisons being overcrowded, that's some crazy stuff. Because they are building other ones. They got other places to put them. And like here in this state, if they build a new prison, it's in an area that's poor white. So they're going to get all the poor blacks coming down there to see their relatives. And on the way down, be careful because some cop going to pull you over and harass you. So they want to get you, you know, get you locked up. So you get into one of them towns where, one of them prison towns, might be staying in one of them towns and be a guest. You better not have any contraband on you because they are sure enough going to go in and try to keep you.
Wow.
But the prisons, they're being populated, being overpopulated. That's the thing that I see. That, like I've been trying to tell people, hey, look, they want to get you in jail because locking you up means money. It ain't the refuel or nothing. You know, I was arguing with a guy today. He was trying to tell me, hey, look, these guys got cable TV in jail. I mean, shit. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, basically, you should be trying to rehabilitate people and trying to keep some ties on them with the outside world can kind of help change them around. That's if you are a hardened criminal, I feel. But if you got locked up for some marijuana, that ain't no big old major issue because I ain't seen too many people go ahead get high. Just like you said, Bob, you smoked, you went to sleep.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody gonna go ahead. The people I've seen that they say that's on drugs, that's doing crimes, that's either heroin or crack. And
brother, what I'm trying to say again is that government weed, right? Weed that is legalized by the government is at least 3 to 4 times stronger than the weed that we're getting on the streets. Now, I'm not saying that weed shouldn't be legal, but it's just a simple fact that we've got to see that there's a new time coming. Right, and they're just preparing us, right, for the lack of no jobs. And I understand what you're saying about they're building more jails and that, but I think now they're going to stop wasting time with picking up guys who are selling drugs. Because the programming is getting worse in America, the mind control. Niggas are killing people. I mean, when did the system of poverty, the increase of violent crimes will go up? Do you understand?
Hold on. Let's break that down just a slight tiny bit. I agree with you. The increase of crime increases. But it's one of those things where poor people prey on other poor people.
Yes.
I ain't seen a whole lot of people come from the hood and go to one of these rich white areas and go and hit a whole lot of stuff. It's usually the people that's right there on your block, breaking your house, stealing, but they're not too far. Go to the busy street, whoever walking them down the street, that's who they want to hit up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, when there's lack of money in the economy and people are going to be more poorer, the more the crime. The poorer the country, the higher the crime's going to be, especially when there's capitalists all around you. If it was a communist country, then it would be a different thing. But this is a globalist, democratic country, America, United States. These people, they're putting out programs where niggas are showing off their cribs. Niggas, they're watching all them Housewives of Atlanta and all that shit. So, you know, niggas are... You see, when you see money, wealth, and you're poor, you're more likely to go out and try and take in the pursuit of living like that.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
This is a very interesting topic.
Let me take
very
a
interesting.
I want to go ahead and get me something to suck on right quick. Something to...
My mama buying a ready cousin on the Sunday. He was a set to do the keys for from a razor. Oh, I see it every day, right before my eyes. Another road boy gets saved from another gunplay. Oh. And it's the teaching that he provides, the slaying of so much life. But still, steep naked fools wanna go their way. There is some rude boys hanging in the alley. And if you pass, let me say you're lucky. The trigger happy wanna prove him skills. They give him Joe quick to kill. Gangsters are living high, like they wanna touch the sky. They don't care if another man leave or another man die. Don't bother leaving, take the life, don't bother leaving. But this is like a tinted clothes, I know everyone is seen. So, take the life, don't bother leaving, take the life, don't bother leaving. He took that his life, but somebody don't respect him. That's not what we want for the younger generation. But you have a one only chica happy, and a one like you a jan daddy. One a chucky, one a bossy, don't you brother in a dopey. But take the life, don't bother leaving. Take the life, don't bother leaving. That's what it is like a sister clothes, and a baby when it feels so. Take the life, don't bother leaving. Take the life, don't bother leaving. Keep to Jack's life, but some men don't keep taking. Hey, gun daddy, you are gun daddy.
Back to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Brother Pav, you there?
I'm here, brother.
I got to ask you a question, man. Since how they glorify weed in the Caribbean, particularly in Jamaica,
they
why is it illegal in Jamaica?
Why is it illegal in Jamaica?
Right.
Because the government ain't got proper control over the marijuana. I mean, they're backward in that sense. And plus, they want a reason. Listen, you see, most of the criminals that are in jail, people don't really... They're all poor. And people in Jamaica ain't really bad people. they just need to they just want a reason to make money out of fighting people and throwing black folk in jail. They just need a reason. People are in jail in Jamaica for stupid things. Stupid things. They'll put you in jail for having marijuana. They're trying to say that a pipe is like having a gun.
Whoa.
Yes. You do time in Jamaica, at least 4 years. You do time in Jamaica for that, man.
See, it was something that I heard this one guy, one Jamaican politician, which he was on the way out the door. I don't remember his name. It was a while ago.
Bruce Golden.
Huh?
Was it Bruce Golden?
I can't remember. But let me tell you what he was saying about the marijuana issue being illegal in Jamaica. He was saying the only reason marijuana is illegal in Jamaica is because of the U.S.
Hmm.
That was the only reason why. They didn't come up with all these silly little rules, and they got people to come back and forth, and they go ahead and come over and tell the people in Jamaica that this is one thing that you need to keep illegal. So this part of the treaties and agreements. For me, I think if you negotiate these treaties and agreements, particularly in Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
One thing should be involved in that is, we just need to put immigration on the table. Why do we have to go through so much shit to go ahead and come to the U.S.? But you can come on down here for almost nothing and go ahead and brutalize the country.
Yeah.
You know, so and that's one thing that needs to be put on the table in every black country with black leadership. But you got a bunch of pussies and whips. And
all the house niggas out here, man.
Niggas,
I mean, there's
all
house niggas in Jamaica.
Right. Because I was getting into it where I worked, I was cooking in this one place. And the brother that was, he was from Jamaica. And this brother, every move I made, this dude would go back and tell the white boy, oh, he's doing this. And then the dude would come back and bother me. One day, this dude came back, the guy was running the kitchen. And I knew it was the Jamaican dude that came and went and ratted on me about something. I knew it. Because you can go ahead and tell. I seen the Jamaican dude come back, go back to his station, and kept over here looking out the side of his eye, looking at me. Then the white dude came over and wanted to go ahead and try and be tough. You know, why you doing this and why you doing that? And trying to yell. I was like, hey, man, look here. You need to calm down, man. You need to take it easy. Calm down. Okay. So needless to say, what happened, I stayed there, finished my shift. I ain't been back there since. The next day he was calling me, hey, you coming to work? I ain't answering the phone. He's leaving me messages. Called me the day after. Okay, well, I'm going to give you that day. You know, you take a sick day. The next day he kept calling me. He called me for almost a week. You know, we need you to come in. They couldn't hire, and I found out they couldn't hire nobody to fill my spot.
Mm.
And to go ahead and bring to them what I was bringing them, they couldn't. It was hard for them to find somebody like that. See, you don't go ahead and be doing that shit to go ahead and do that, what they did to me. And then thinking, hey, I got skills. I can run my own fucking place. So you gonna go ahead and pull that shit on me? I got one for you. And that next day, when I didn't come in, was one of the busiest times. Because it was on a Wednesday. You pull that shit on a Tuesday, on that Wednesday, I ain't show up. And they have a bunch of people coming through there on Wednesday because they got a bunch of scheduled business meetings and parties. And I'm gonna tell you how messed up that brother was. The Jamaican. And this dude, fucking hypocrite, he come in the door smelling like weed every fucking day. So why didn't I go ahead and call and alert the local police so and pull his ass over? So him that nigga? I could have been a dickhead like that, but I didn't. I wasn't. Brother Ken, your line's back open. I see you call back.
All right, gentlemen. You know, this is interesting, this topic that we, you know, decided to address. So, again, long term, what do you think we could do to help state to state legalize and get over the federal regulation?
How I feel, you ain't going to do nothing unless almost all the black people got large bank accounts. That's it. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. We can go ahead and get in this thing, and then the way black people's minds are, especially in the U.S., bitch and moan about going ahead. Whether they can go ahead and buy potato chips at the white man's store, that shit don't make no sense. Bitch and moan if they can shit in the white man's toilet, that's me. So bitch and moan about some real shit. Just one thing, they making money off you on both ends. Okay? They got you thinking that, hey, weed is all that terrible and everything, but they still go ahead and putting out these, the pharmaceutical industry is the biggest one. They call it medical marijuana. Biggest ones going to be ready to go ahead and put out marijuana for medicinal purposes. I know people that are glaucoma patients, and they try to go ahead and issue them damn AC tablets. I hear that shit. It ain't the same thing. You don't get the same effect. It decreases when you go ahead and take it. That AC decreases is when they put it in that tablet form, and then it's a whole bunch of other side effects. Motherfuckers.
Okay, now you know you're talking about the THC in it, because the two components of marijuana are THC and a cannabinoid. The THC is for medicinal purposes, for pain, for bringing back your appetite for those who have cancer, AIDS, or whatever. And the cannabinoids, of course, is the thing that deadens your nerves so you don't feel too much pain.
I think that was a company with it. I just remember the THC. I'm just going here and thinking, hey, look, it just seemed like a... Yes, you think they would have worked it. I think they would have kind of worked the kinks out as many years as they had to go ahead and experiment on it and to go ahead and compress it and get it to something that would really be effective. It's not. It's not the same thing as when that plant is being burnt.
Well, what are you saying? That it should be... Yes, it's the best way is to take it, ingest it, eat it.
Even when you go ahead, look, the effects of it... And when you go ahead and you take them damn the brownies and stuff, you don't go ahead and get all that. Then that's a whole lot of stuff you waste. Let me go back to this thing here, man, because this thing was really, really interesting, man. I wanna check out some of the other more reasons why it's illegal. And nobody ever seen that Schaefer report? Here, let me see if I can go ahead and throw it into the chat room for those who are there. And this one here, you get a chance. It's the Schaefer report. Somebody's line is echoing. This the Schaefer report.
I got
$1 million back then. Right now, I think that would be close to $19 million. But he paid this guy, and Nixon took that report again. That report threw it right out the window. And what he was saying was, hey, these guys over there in Southeast Asia going ahead and getting high over there, and there was some cats over there dealing with the opium and morphine. And that's when they started putting it on that list. They started saying, that, hey, look, based on what they saw with the soldiers, That's another reason they wanted to change the whole thing. But it's some other people that stepped. Some people stepped in. A lot of racists stepped in, and they brought back them old ideas of, hey, look, you know, this way we can make money, actually. The politicians, they got the ear of the racist man. And so you got COINTELPRO, FBI, and all these other fuckers. They going ahead and putting other shit in the neighborhood to compete with the weed. You got cocaine and everything.
Mm.
But the profits in marijuana, I saw somewhere, hey, look, in Kentucky, it was, Kentucky was the number two cash, crop in Kentucky. I was shocked to see that. That brought in, that was bringing in close to, I want to say $5 million. But it was I think it was $5 million. They was bringing in $5 million. They can bring in $5 million illegally. Just from the sale.
$5 million or $500
million? Maybe $500 million. But it was five something. But it was a lot more than I think in 2 years. So, let me check on this right quick. Hey, 227. Your line is open. That's 224-227. Your line is open. State your name. Where you calling from?
What's up, Chef? It's Pee Wee, man.
What's up? What's happening?
Nothing much.
What's going on,
I had
brother?
A conversation about marijuana, man.
Oh, really?
Huh?
Okay. So, what's your thoughts? Here's my thing. Here, this is a gold rush. this is a green rush for marijuana companies. How it's being medical marijuana is being traded on the stock market. Okay, and it's some one of those things that, you know, that black folks don't know about it. So, you know, they slowly go ahead and legalizing it. And you know, pretty much, I want to know what you feel about it. Is well overdue? Is some bullshit? You know.
I think it's, in a way, I think it's long overdue. And I think black folks should get involved in the stock market and them trading it over the stock market and try to get into that. But it'll be some bullshit if they legalize it all the way and everybody that got some charges from it don't get those charges dismissed. That's some bullshit. But you know, and I'm all for it. I really don't. I think it'll give a small boost to the economy, but
small boost.
You know, I don't know exactly how to work.
The only way black people can make money off of marijuana, right, is by keeping it illegal.
Keep on
keeping
it illegal.
The devil's gonna, the rich devils are gonna buy into that straight away and make a money off that. Black folk can't make no money off drugs, only on this level. You gotta understand as well, the government couldn't keep that lie going for too long anyway. The lie that they're not involved in the drugs getting back on the streets after they go to places like Iran and. They when they went in Iraq the first time, they found 2 tons load of poppy seeds, poppy plants, and they seized that instantly, and that goes straight back on the streets. They make money off the drug, they always have done. That's what we've got to understand, fam.
Let me read this for you, man. Marijuana use and its effects. Cannabis has been widely used for many centuries in industrialized countries of Asia. Non-industrialized countries of Asia and Africa. I went to Africa. I don't remember seeing a whole lot of people over there smoking weed.
Yeah, and Jamaica as well. People don't bun weed like what people think in Jamaica. There's more weed smokers in England.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but wasn't at a point in time, wasn't marijuana actually legal in America? They outlawed it later on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Up until, right?
Yes. Of course. I'm trying to, you know, you missed it earlier, but I was trying to, you know, let you know that, hey, look, marijuana, look, these are the reasons why marijuana is illegal. Let me get this to you again. It was racism here, protection of corporate profits, illegal journalism here, and incompetent and corrupt legislators, personal career advancement, and greed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They wanted to make the money on the slide. They wanted to make the money out of the drugs. They wanted to take that away from the nation. And use that to finance their black market projects, like the mafia and all that shit. They needed crime, so that's why they made this. They know that from when we're selling crack and cocaine and weed and all these other things, it now produces crime. This was in a system that was very industrial. You didn't need to do crime. I mean, you didn't really have much crime. You know, everyone was advanced in. So they gave something to the people that didn't want to work, go out and do what they should have been doing. You see what I'm saying? So this is not perpetuating crime. Now that you know the systems, you guys are not going to have many jobs, and that's all over the world. Now they're bringing it in so that you don't go too crazy. Because if you guys can't smoke weed, and that, your eyes are going to be more open to the fuckers that are going on. When you're smoking weed, I know people might say, well, I get a meditation when we smoke my weed and I can see things more clearly. But you ain't doing nothing. You're just going to sit there and smoke your weed. I've had fights weeded out. And you can't really think. Your thinking and your reflexes ain't going to be as quick as they would be if you were sober. And I was weeded.
Keep you all drugged up.
Well, that's all they're trying to do. And they're gonna even put the flu jab in there. Trust me. Anything they want to put in there and test it out on the people, trust me, they're going to put some fuckery chemicals in.
You know They'll what?
In November and make you aggressive in March. You're just going to add it to the mind control that you got out there.
Two other fear tactic rumors started to spread. One, the Mexicans and blacks, other foreigners, are snaring white children with marijuana. And two, the story of assassins. I'm trying to remember, early stories of Marco Polo had told of hashish eaters. Which derived from the term assassin. What they're trying to tell me here is that on head, right here, this is another part of it when it's dealing with, I went underneath where it was saying that, hey, look, black people and Mexicans was going ahead and getting high and going ahead and raping white women. This one also is saying that another reason was they were going ahead and snatching kids, too. See all the bullshit? So, you know, if you don't do the research and go ahead and see why these things, why they're trying to lock you up, I highly recommend you get locked up for something, man. You need some books. Read and get your ass out of jail, especially if you're locked up for marijuana and all that old silliness. Lock your ass up.
Niggas are doing 35 years. I know a nigga is doing 34 years over here because of marijuana. Why?
Man, they get people time like that in the UK?
No. You know why I blame the marijuana? Because he must have called this brother. He called a boy, another guy down to give him marijuana, but he was planning to rob him. Yeah? He came down and the brother was putting up a resistance. When he showed him his weapon, and then he ended up shooting him and killing him. This was out of marijuana. I'm trying to say the violence that comes with making the drugs illegal as well. Why they would do that in a system that is thriving. You see, that's why they'll make it illegal. But when the system, even in Spain, marijuana is legal. To a certain extent, if you've got a certain amount of marijuana in Spain and the police catch you, you're right. And that country
isn't Portugal a place where it's 100 is legal all across the board too?
It's legal to smoke in your house. You just can't smoke it on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a certain amount of marijuana in your possession, they're not gonna put you in jail. Do you see what I'm saying? They ain't got.
Ken, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that if this was a place that had a legal marijuana, a regimented, regulated type of form, like cigarettes, they had machines to roll it up, wrap it up, make it legal, society would change. And I mean that in a good way, but at the same time, you got to really think about the repercussions. Do we want a society like that? Because when you think about it, In my opinion, I think that a lot of the crime would go down if we were to legalize marijuana. A lot of the regulation for prosecution, as Peely was saying, you know, if they legalize it, then people who had a minimal amount should be set free and their records should be expunged. So now you've got a lot more people free, a lot more black and brown men free into the workforce. You know, I mean, it's something that would absolutely change our day to day.
You guys sound like you guys are on the marijuana. I'm not doubting that it's a good thing for the weed to be legal, but I'm just saying, and they should have legalized it a long time ago because it's got its medicinal purposes. And if someone's depressed, I would advise them to go and smoke weed.
But marijuana can be a depressant, isn't it?
It can be depressed, depends on the mind. Yeah, exactly. It can make you depressed, and it can make you come out of depression. It's you know, and, all right, if you say, for example, you've just undergone chemotherapy, and when you go through chemotherapy, you have lack of appetite afterwards. It can can drive the appetite. It can make you hungry, you know, marijuana. So it's good if you need to eat. You know, so
well, that's pretty much good for cancer patients, man. There's been doctors across the U.S. go ahead and give it to try to sign a prescription for cancer people.
Yeah, well, they give the weed to them so that they can stimulate their appetite. When people have a lot of chemotherapy, right, they don't have the feeling to eat. Their appetite dies. So they smoke. People smoke weed so they can get the hunger back. You know, it would be, and it's, they don't legalize that shit in the United Kingdom. No way. Not even if you get caught with it in your pocket, you're going to jail.
Even if it's on your small amount?
You ain't going to go to jail. It depends on the amount. If you've got a big amount, you better say that. If it's all bagged up like you want to go and sell it, then you know that you're selling. If it's in your possession, you can get away with a certain amount in your possession, but they'll still give you a portion, and you might get a fine.
Let me take a quick break, brothers.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to have church tonight. And tonight, this speaker is Reverend Ruben Johnson.
How you doing? Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, the Shepherd. Talking with some brothers here. I played that for this reason. A few years ago here in the U.S., they legalized marijuana. I'm trying to look up the law. They legalized marijuana in religious ceremonies. Did you know that?
I heard they put it in the organs.
Yeah, man. Hey, Brother Ken.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that they legalized marijuana in religious ceremonies in the U.S.?
No, as a matter of fact, I did not.
Yeah, they did. And they did, it was like, it was on the news briefly. You know, some things like that, they'd be all over. But they didn't. They wasn't. Man. I think if a playing that, the Weed Church song, you need to go ahead and get your church and go ahead and just have it, you know, just been blunts at the front door. Because a whole lot of people need to go ahead and be mindset, you know, and just like it's just like when they I think those the Mountaineers ceremony, I think that was the biggest thing they were using to go ahead and that law where you can use religious. That's some low key. So would you go to church if you were smoking weed?
What a question.
A good answer.
Well, we're going to go around the panel.
Okay, yeah, but you first.
Okay, well, let me kick it off. I really don't require, you know, weed to go worship. But, you know, I would be apprehensive to go to a church where everybody's stoned. Because I don't know if I can catch the message. I don't know if I'm going to forget the message in an hour and a half. I don't know if they're serving munchies. I really don't know.
They'll serve you munchies and call it the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus.
So my communion should come because I want it, not because I'm hungry.
Well, you know, like, hey, they passing around the munchies. Like, hey, look, hold on, come on back. Leave a whole plate, go get another one. Brother Pee-wee.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they got the weed church on your block, man, would you go?
I don't think so. No, I can't be around everybody that's like me. You know, that's crazy because, you know, from what I learned, the first Bible supposedly was written on hemp paper.
Hey,
you know,
hey.
Hemp is,
The Constitution and I think the Bill of Rights were both written on hemp paper.
Right, you know, hemp is marijuana, pretty much.
Right.
So I'm starting to wonder if half these guys was high that was writing this stuff.
I'm see what it is.
I am feeling you on that.
Writing all this stuff is so bullshit. Yeah, Brother Pavi. Well, I got the weed church across the street from your house. You going?
No. And you know what? The brother just said something very vital there. He says you can't take a lot of high niggas in the same place at the same time. Because I understand that. I could have handled weed when I was a big weed head, right? And I knew people that could handle weed. But some folk that used to smoke weed, and they couldn't. They would just act ignorant after they had a couple of spliffs. You know, I can't take niggas who can't handle the weed. You understand? I don't like certain man. I couldn't smoke weed with everyone and everyone. You see what I'm saying, family? And the brother says something vital. Some niggas can't handle the weed. Some people can't handle the weed. And those are the people that we have to watch out for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But like I was saying, each time they was under the influence. And so, hey,
yeah,
I yeah. A whole lot of times, if you're on in the weed church, I don't know if it... I don't know if you can go ahead. Well, since like here it's illegal, like in Illinois, pretty much, that you can't smoke indoors. So would there be a little section in the back of the church where they go in here and everybody blowing them in there or what? Yeah, that's something to think about. Something to think about, man. So, hey, let's find that weed church. And I don't think nobody really took, really looked into that. That law says is legal to go ahead and marijuana is legal in religious ceremonies. It's one of those things that they keep low key. Don't know what's going on.
Well, they're gonna legalize weed.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is they also wasn't it. They also had liquor legalized in religious ceremonies too, didn't they?
It was back in the 12th century where the church pretty much banned it. Okay, the church banned it. All right, they did away with it because even when you go here and you there's a lot of references to wine in the Bible. But when you go to churches now, they go here and they give you grapefruit juice. So wouldn't it be something if they pass around that plate, be like, okay, well hell, you want to get your little, you know, get your shot of this liquor right here, or take this blunt?
My question, just to digress a little bit, gentlemen, what does the choir look like at these churches? I'm just curious.
It must be devils.
I'm just wondering, like, how many people would catch the Holy Ghost if they was high? There's a lot of them to get up.
They're probably mailing in. That's a lot of energy.
I think that's where the one of those things came from, imitating especially in the black church, imitating the what was going on when they were with their religion, voodoo, going ahead and getting drunk or whatever, going ahead and smoking weed or whatever in the church. Ooh, imagine the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness, bad thought, ain't it, man? That's a real bad thought. Why they laid out over there, high as all get out?
Maybe that's where zombies come from.
Maybe that's where zombies come from. Zombies. When go ahead and get a little shit, man. But I got another little thing here real quick. This guy, his name is Harry and Slinger. He politician, right? And I think, let me see where I saw where he was from. I think he was from the from Louisiana. Okay, yeah, he headed the he was the director of the FBI, 1830. And the guy I was reading here that he arrested and gave him like 10 years for one joint. How much has that changed? Has that changed any much from then to now? Brother Pee Wee?
10 years for one joint?
Yeah.
I never heard of that one. I would think it changed. I mean, I got caught with a blunt when I was like 18. I didn't do 10 years. I mean, I did court supervision and probably $1,100 in fines. But I can't, 10 years for a blunt. I mean, this dude is, you know, certain people that bonded out twice off of murder, so, you know.
But this guy, the reason why he was going ahead and putting stuff in place was because he had a political ambition. He wanted to move up in the system. That's what I was, it goes back to me going ahead and talking about the incompetence, ignorance, and the corrupt legislators. A lot of these guys
right.
Go ahead and get a feather in their cap when they go ahead and put out some stuff like that, when they can go ahead and bust you and all this other stuff. And America's first marijuana law was enacted in Jamestown Colony in Virginia in 1619. It was a law ordering all farmers to grow Indian hemp seed. There were several other must-grow laws, and you must grow hemp at that time. That was a law telling you that you have to grow it. Over the next 200 years, during most of the time, hemp was legal tender, and they was using it. Was that using it as money? Such a critical plant at that time, the government went out of its way to encourage the growth. This is amazing.
Right. I mean, until you broke it down, you know, I never really seen, like, the seriousness of marijuana being illegal anyway. I mean, it's not like crack or heroin. You're not going stealing VCRs and TVs and breaking in people's houses. You know what I mean? It's kind of funny. You get so much time or got to pay so many fines or whatever just for some weed anyway. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Well, and I see it like this. We all know somebody go here and smoke weed, so I don't see them getting out here crazy. Thing about it is that they say that the effects of marijuana is like LSD, like acid and heroin.
Oh, that's a lie.
Isn't that crazy?
I know damn well that's a lie. I know some friends that did some acid, and the effect is nowhere near the same.
Nowhere near the same. What do you think about that, Brother Poverty?
The effects of pills.
The effects of marijuana is the same as LSD and heroin. That's why they had to make it illegal in the U.S.
No way. You mm-hmm. pop them pills. Some people die from popping pills.
Mhm. Well, I never see LSD in a pill form. It's usually like on a little piece of cardboard. Look like.
You know this form of ecstasy that they popping got is like a meth LSD based or something like that. So the pills they popping today, that's pretty much LSD.
Well, I don't know how they make it, but they go ahead and they do. I know a little bit how they meth, crystal meth. I don't know the chemicals they use, but it's all chemicals. And I'm like, oh my goodness, come on now. I couldn't get on with nothing. I really couldn't. You know, it's more like you go ahead and going into your under your sink and going ahead and putting all that stuff in the glass and drinking. Hey, Brother Ken, what do you think about that, man? It's the same as LSD and heroin.
No, man, I certainly don't think that even you know, the government strength stuff, I don't think it has those kind of addictive properties. You know, not mentally addictive, but you're talking about physically addictive, and I just don't think that marijuana has those properties. You know, and the thing about it is, if you're going to publicize it, you know, they ought to publicize it properly. But I guarantee you, if more states jump on board and they change the federal regulation, the government going to do a 360. It's not going to be stop the war on drugs and all this stuff. It's going to be go out and get one instead of getting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about the crime rate dropping if they legalized it.
No doubt.
I think so.
I don't know. I mean... Yeah, and no, because what are the guys who make a living from selling marijuana going to do now? They're going to sell crack.
Say that again.
I said, what are the people that sell marijuana going to do now? They're going to sell crack. What are the drug dealers? Most drug dealers, most people who go to jail, when they come out, they end up selling drugs. And what are they going to do now? If they legalize marijuana, what are some people who make their living from selling marijuana going to do next? That's the question.
But the thing is, they only legalize the marijuana to a certain extent, mainly like medical, right? Or you got to have a card and go to a dispensary or something like that, right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it's been like.
Anybody that's not carrying a car is gonna be looking for some other place to get their weed illegally still.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's still going to be an underground market for marijuana. It's just not going to be as extensive as it was before.
Like I was saying about when alcohol was illegal, you got more people popped up as a low key millionaire. That's one reason why you go ahead, you'll see an individual that's a millionaire, and you like, well, I didn't know he had that money. You probably see him go ahead and it look like one of the local bums or whatever, somebody, some homeless person. He got money. And there was a whole lot of them that was keeping their money hidden. You go ahead and get busted for it, a lot of them guys back there running the bootleg and stuff. It came out of the bootlegging industry, man. That's where you got NASCAR from and got the other stuff. Two big things. And then all these guys went into business. Kids became politicians, stuff like that, some of the richest men in the U.S. So we're going to go ahead and find it. We're going to find some more people who's going to go ahead and come on out of prison and try to figure out something to go ahead and supplement their income, so to speak, or go ahead and generate some income. Oh, you ain't gonna get busted for marijuana. You're gonna get jail. So you better put the marijuana because you'd be better off. The way it looks, you can go ahead and have a few plants and not say something. One time traveling on the train in Chicago, traveling on the L train, man, and he used to go past this one house. One house, man, you could see on the roof, it had weed plants up there. I don't mean no little plants. I mean some big plants. Big plants. And it just seemed to keep growing, and nobody was saying nothing. But, you know, one day you came by and you seen the house all boarded up. So, right now is a damn time we need to get involved. Like I said, I got my foundation is dealing with farming and agriculture. And this is one way, I think that's one of the areas that, hey, look, we need to go ahead and get into as a farm product. Because it has so many other purposes, not to just smoke weed, not to just smoke it, but you can use it for a whole bunch of other stuff. So, would that be a good crop for the community, Brother Poverty?
Of course. Well, say that again.
Would that be a good cash crop for the community?
What would be a good cash crop? The fact of legalizing marijuana.
Because you can go ahead and do so many other things with it. Because like I was saying earlier, because it was used as something for pain and this and that, and Ken was breaking down what those different things were.
It ain't gonna make black folk no money if it's gonna be good. It's good for health properties, but that's about it.
Mm.
You know, it ain't gonna be beneficial to us. We're not the ones who are gonna be selling it. We're not even the ones who write the system. If we write the system, marijuana would have been legal a long time ago.
Mm.
It ain't got nothing to do to benefit us. You know, these devils, like I said, they just want to give us something so that we stop from, like I said, as they take away the jobs, they're going to try give us the weed to smoke. Plus, they've gone online for so long, acting like we get the drugs come out of thin air. The guns come on the streets out of thin air. Right, to the young youth. You know, it's just so long they can keep on lying. So now they might as well just legalize it and put it out on the market, you know. And crack's going to go up. If it becomes legal in the sense that, you know, like in, I heard in California, you're allowed to smoke marijuana in the cafes and stuff like that, right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Right.
In California, they have like certain... They got certain, like, diners and stuff where you can go into and smoke inside of there and get your marijuana, like, out of a vending machine or something like that, you know.
Oh. I want to put that out. Unless
Family,
know.
Are you in line?
Yeah. Brother Ken dropped off. He was having some issues. Let me see if he came back. No, he didn't. He didn't come back, man. Because his line kept echoing.
What were you saying now about the marijuana being legal in California? What was you saying, brother? Bring me up.
Yeah, in California they have like what you could say like coffee shops kind of, But they go, they in California, they can go and they can sit in and actually smoke inside of a diner. It's like a, you know, basically a marijuana diner. Like, you just go in there and smoke. You can get your marijuana out of a dispensary. Still, you gotta have the card, like a medical card, to be able to buy it or whatever. And you sit in there and you just smoke regularly.
Yeah,
like,
mostly in San Francisco.
Yeah, and I got family in San Francisco. That's how I pretty much know it, you know. But yeah, it's real kind of like casual out there. They get to just chill out with it, hang out with in the diner with it, and smoke all day.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, but who makes money off that? Not black folk. We don't make no money off that. You see what I'm trying to say? Now, that was a potential business there for black folk who are selling weed, is now going to end up going and getting this card so they can smoke it legally. Then they're just going to go up to crack cocaine.
I don't know. I think that's a pretty big jump, though, bro.
Well, if I'm a weed man, yeah, and I ain't making no money off the weed no more because they're going to legalize the weed, and I'm telling you, they're going to legalize the weed, right, like they do in Holland, right, soon, in America, from their starting that, this is just a training, this is just an experiment. They try things out first before they bring them out. So they're just going to test you guys with that. See how that goes. If it goes well, they're going to legalize the whole thing. You see? So, when they legalize that, I'm just saying, if I was a weed man and I've been to jail, I have the mindset that I can't do anything in society, I'm going to end up having to sell crack or do some bank robberies. Or going to rob a drug dealer. I mean, this is what the drug game is.
I don't know. I already, to a certain extent, I mean, I guess some people would jump from marijuana to cocaine because it got legalized. But like I said, it'll still be an underground market for it because the people that can't get it, that don't have that card for medical reasons, will still be looking for their own, will still be looking for marijuana. So they're going to go elsewhere. They can't go to a regular a cafe or whatever, or a dispensary, and get their marijuana. They got to go elsewhere. They got to go to the streets, most likely. So it'll still be some type of market for selling marijuana on the street.
Let me just say that. In Holland, right, for 2 grams of weed, right, or maybe between two to three grams of weed, you can get that for €10. £10, you could call it then, yeah? And I know on the street, to get that sort of weed, the quality of weed that they're selling in the coffee shops, what they were selling in Amsterdam, right, in Holland, to get that type of weed on the street, that would be like £10, you're getting a gram of that.
Wow.
So I'm saying these people, and the weed in the shops that they're selling in Amsterdam, in the shops, is much higher quality than what we're getting on the streets for that same £10. You see?
Yeah.
They're not giving you no idiot weed. They're going to give you quality weed, weed that will knock you down. Real weed. But a load of chemicals in it as well. But that weed there's strong weed. I can't say real weed. It's going to be strong, artificial weed that people are going to love. They can put in all type of their addictive stuff, chemicals in it to make you want to come back for more. They'll control you, rule you with their weed. I'm saying that it would be better if they do legalize the weed. It would be better that you get a machine and grow homegrown, right? Because if they're legalizing it, that you can sell it in a shop, I'm sure they will have something where you can at least grow it in your house. And grow your little marijuana by yourself, because that weed that they're going to have in the shop will put you to sleep. Or, I mean, that weed there will make you ineffective in society. That's what I'm saying. That weed there, if I was smoked that weed every day, I would be unaffected. I would be ineffective in society. I wouldn't have the energy or even the mindset to do anything. all I wanted to do is sleep. I didn't want to focus on nothing. Me and my wife went out there, and she wanted to go around and look around town. We were on one tourist bus. I was asleep in the bus. I couldn't even enjoy the damn the place properly. Every time I found a seat, I was sleeping. She had to wake me up everywhere.
That looked like, that sound almost like heroin. You know, when you're standing up there talking to people and you go ahead and go to sleep.
What? It was crazy.
How many times you been over there?
I've been there twice.
Had the same effect each time, or this was that first time?
Both times, because the quality of weed in Amsterdam is a much higher quality than what we have on the streets. That weed there, I was smoking Jamaican cess. That stuff costs maybe £250 an ounce in the UK. I can get a gram of that. I can get 2.5 grams of that for €8. In effect, I could buy that for about £100. I could get an ounce of that Jamaican cess in Amsterdam.
You know what? Look, what you just told me, man. Where are they growing it over there in Amsterdam?
They've got proper artificial garden. What's it called? It garden sheds. What you call it? They got proper greenhouses. Yeah, they got proper greenhouses. Proper greenhouse, artificial greenhouses. They're just stuffing that with all sorts of chemicals.
So it comes back to something else. If the government, these governments, they know it's coming in. They got to know.
They know what they're putting. Listen, they're not going to give you no weed that's going to make you effective in society. Forget about trying to do things for black folk. They will make that weed. They will make you keep on coming back for more. It's addictive, and it's strong.
Wow.
I don't think there's no getting used to that sort of marijuana. I don't think, in a sense that you can work through it. Because, and plus, you don't know what they're putting in. You don't know what they're putting in there.
Yeah, that's one thing I was always worried about is when they do legalize it, what would they put in it? Because they tamper with everything else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like you still got to worry about what you're smoking. At least right about now, you know what you're getting. You know?
Exactly, brother. Exactly. That is the only problem I've got with it. Why I'd say you should just grow your own. See that as an opportunity to grow your own shit.
Well, for the people that's growing their own, it wouldn't be legal for us to sit and just grow it because it's been legalized around the United States.
Okay.
Would it?
I would have thought so, but I mean, what can the police really do? Really? I know in UK, you can grow a certain amount of marijuana in your house. If you had like 3 trees, 3 pots, but if you went over the limit, then they will come down on you hard. You know, if you can prove that marijuana was just for your personal use and you're not trying to sell it on the street, you should be alright. You just get a fine and that's it. But I mean, you know what I mean? As long as you're not trying to sell it, they don't have no proof of you selling it, you're alright. What can they really do if they've legalized the stuff? I know in Holland you're allowed to grow weed, but you're only allowed to grow a certain amount of marijuana privately.
You know, I was looking for... Okay, on this list I have here... Man, let me go back. The last marijuana law they had here in the U.S. was 1992, when it's talking about a controlled substance, again, reinforcing that idea that marijuana is the effects of marijuana is the same as acid, LSD, and heroin. The same effect. So what you just said, man, it to me, it probably that describes somebody that's on heroin.
I'm telling you.
I don't see how they. I mean, look, you can. It's that gene splicing now, and then you can go ahead and play with these plants and just go ahead and take the buds, the flowers from another flower and tap it on that. You can create a whole new plant.
Exactly.
Simple as that. Just as simple as that. So when they're in these laboratories, they can do even more. They can go even further and go deeper.
That's what they're going to do.
So one thing you got, for me, even being a chef, one thing I do not like to buy is seedless fruits.
Yes.
That's one thing I don't like to buy. You know, what's the effects of that stuff on your body long term and even short term? So
yeah.
When I come across that seedless watermelon, you know, somebody's done something that to genetically alter that thing. So what
and
you
stay
have
away
is,
from brother, stay away from the white seeded watermelons as well, because those seeds in the white seeded ones are those seeds can't grow again. So in turn, if you start eating them too long, it will make you infertile. You have to get the black seeded watermelons.
Well, you got the honeydews, cantaloupes. Those are naturally white. So, and then like pumpkin seeds are naturally white. So.
Is it? I thought they were green.
And some of them are green.
Well, I don't know about the pumpkin seeds, but I know for certain about the watermelon. The black seeded ones are the ones to eat. The white seeded ones are dangerous. Them ones that will make you sterile.
Ooh. You know what somebody one of these young people told me that eating marijuana seeds go ahead and make you sterile.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I can't believe that. And then somebody else was trying. I had another list of I had a post on my wall, which I took it down. I packed it up, but that was one of the things up there. And that was just a straight lie. Whoever wrote this, they were saying that hey look, smoking marijuana can make you impotent. Now I let me tell you how I know that's a lie. Majority of people I know that smoke weed, they got kids. I mean, just like that. Majority of people I know that they got kids that smoke weed, and they got a house full of kids. How can that fucking be when they got a whole lot of kids, having one after the other?
Yeah, that's a big lie, because I heard that before I ever had kids, and you know I didn't mind smoking the seeds because I was counting on not having none, but I ended up having two. Still, later on, you know what I mean? And I was smoking weed since 13 years old. I didn't have a kid till 24. So I smoked weed pretty much 11 years and still had kids. So I know that's nowhere in hell that's true at all.
Yeah, you see, the government's trying to cover their backs because they're the ones who, they've got it in something else, maybe the tap water, stuff like that. These things will make you impotent. Food that they give us, the fucked up meat.
Smoking it's all around life. To go ahead and tell the individual, hey, look, go ahead and smoke it, you can go ahead and become impotent. I mean, it makes no sense, because when a lot of people, when they smoke, their eyes turn red. That means the blood is flowing.
Exactly.
You know, so how can that fucking be true? And I tried to an individual, he was like, no, well, it makes you like this, you know, don't do that. That don't make no sense. When you go here, look at it, the blood is flowing. That's one reason they give it to glaucoma patients. See, because what it is in a glaucoma patient, your retina is being blocked, and so blood needs to flow through that. So you know that smoking that weed, the blood stops flowing, you know, a whole lot. That's mainly what it is, and then it decreases the pain. So it's going to help the glaucoma patient a whole lot. I never knew about gore files. Anybody know about the gore files?
The gory files, no.
Files. I think it was, I'm going to try to find it again. But Gore files. I can't remember who this guy was. I think it was on the Voice. But let me read this to you. There are 100. This was actually done, I think, in 1937. So it applies. 100,000 marijuana smokers in the U.S. Most are Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos. I didn't know they did that with Filipinos. Filipinos and entertainers. Yeah, Philippines, they have a lot. There's satanic music, jazz, swing results from marijuana use. This marijuana causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes and entertainers and others. The primary reason to outlaw marijuana is its effects on the degenerate races. Marijuana is an addictive drug which produces in its uses insanity, criminality, and death. Reefer makes darkies think they are as good as white men. Marijuana leads to pacifist and communist brainwashing. You smoke a joint and you're likely to kill your brother. Marijuana is the most violent causing drug in the history of mankind. This is what they put that out to go ahead, and that was in 1937. They put that out to go ahead and justify them making it illegal back then. Brother Pop, you still online?
I'm still there, brother.
What do you think about what I just read?
Well, you know, it's just the devil trying their tricks. You understand? Because, like I said, they don't want to tell us why they make it. They don't want to. We're just trying to figure out why they're trying to make it legal all of a sudden. You know? But we've already been in on their game for a while. We know that they put the guns and the drugs on the street to keep us, to subdue us, to stabilize us. You know? For us not to think about the system. You see what I'm trying to say? So, you know, it's just so long they can keep their lives going. So now, when they legalize it, we're not going to be thinking about, we will probably forget that these devils are putting guns and drugs on the streets and stuff like that. They got this easing up a little. And like I said, they know there's going to be a lack of jobs. So anyone who's on the marijuana is going to be feeling okay. This is not just for us. They're not legalizing it for us. They're legalizing it for their people and more people. Because remember this, right? Countries where they have where drugs is like countries where drugs like Holland. There's not really a lot of weed smokers, really, like who are born out there. It's mostly they make more money off the tourism of people going in there and smoking the weed. Because people are like, well, hey, I can smoke weed and it's legal now. You know? You see what I'm trying to say? So, they know they've got a lot of weed heads already in the United States. So now them legalizing, they're going to get new weed heads as well now. Because, you know, people are going to be depressed and feeling low. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just telling you.
From this guy here, William Randolph Hearst. Anybody who don't know about William Randolph Hearst, he was a newspaper guy, right? This is what moron that they was listening to back early on in, I think it was around the 1930s. Well, before that, I believe. Yeah, also before that. This is one guy that they listened to with his newspaper. Yeah, before that, because he helped get the U.S. involved in a war with Cuba. Okay? Based on a whole bunch of other bullshit lines that he was printing into his newspapers. William Randolph Hearst, owner of a huge chain of newspapers. William Hearst had lots of reasons to help go ahead and keep marijuana legal, make marijuana illegal. First, he hated Mexicans. He invested heavily into the timber industry to support his newspaper chain. He didn't want to see the development of hemp paper in competition. Then he had lost 800,000 acres of timberland to Pancho Villa, so he hated Mexicans. And telling these lure lies about Mexicans, you know, the devil marijuana, weed causing violence, helped sell his paper and make him rich. One of the articles in his paper, in the San Francisco Examiner, which is a paper that's kind of changed its tone to today, they don't put out their kind of all this kind of nonsense. He writes, marijuana makes fiends of boys in 30 days. Hashish gourds users into bloodlust. By the tons is coming into the country, the deadly, dreadful poison that racks and tears not only the body, but it's hard to read. Bullshit. But the very heart and soul of every man being who once becomes a slave to it in its cruel and devastating forms. Marijuana is a shortcut to an insane asylum. Smoke marijuana cigarette for a month, and what was once your brain will be nothing but a storehouse for horrid specters. Hashish makes a murderer who kills for love of killing out of the modest-mannered man who ever laughed at the idea of any habit he could have had. You know, it's just hard for me to read that because it's just so much bullshit and untrue. But that's the kind of world we live in, because you got people who don't, it's like racism. Okay, if people go ahead and sit and think that they're on top because they're supposed to be on top, and then they go ahead and they justify them treating other people as on the bottom. I hate saying that too, but I go ahead and say, well, we got to treat them like that because they like this, because they're terrible and this and this. This guy put out all this other stuff, all this hate, and these people believed it without even going ahead and doing any research and checking it to it. This is kind of where we would live in. This is what kind of U.S. we live in. People go ahead and take a lot of bullshit from knuckleheads like this and take it as fact without going ahead and doing any research. So that was the rise for me. Out of silliness like that, that came Fox News and this other moron. I want to dip off for a minute, man. Hey, you guys get wind of some of that Alex Jones interview?
With Piers.
Yeah, did you check out some of that? I didn't get a chance. I only saw part of it. But Alex Jones is way off the deep end. This is another moron that people listen to.
Yes, I know. I used to listen to Alex Jones a lot. I used to listen to him for about 2 years straight.
It took you that long to come out?
Well, I listened to him a couple of years ago, and I used to listen to him hot. I mean, that was the only truth that I was getting at one stage. You know, everything I was listening to, I watched, was like Aswar Kwesi, Khalid Muhammad, but those were tapes from like, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s. So I needed something that would give me the real news. I mean, I learned a lot from listening to that program anyway. I can't deny that, even though he's still a devil. But, but I mean, I still listened, you know. But he said, listen, 90% of what Alex Jones is saying is true. But with
you
know, if
he
never... of course, he doesn't chat. The stories that he talks about, he tells you about the Mafia. He admits that the devil's giving us AIDS and puts drugs and guns in the ghetto. He admits to those things.
Okay. I caught some of his programs before going to, Infowars.com and stuff. I put it, fuck it, I'll go ahead. But you got to go ahead and listen to him. I caught some of his program. What is it called? Winamp. I had a lot of times you can go there and see some of his show live and all this other stuff, man. So it's a few times I kind of agree. There's a lot of stuff you do put out that makes sense. But when he was going off about this gun issue, I'm like, okay, well, you know, he don't live in the hood. So he can't go ahead and, you know, he can't, that shit don't make no sense.
But those brothers in the hood have I think you guys need guns, yeah? And I'm saying that those brothers in the hood don't have a license to carry a gun. You see, now those brothers...
No, you know why they don't have no license, Pee Wee? Tell him why brothers in the hood don't have guns. Let me see if you can go ahead and get that to him. Tell him why we don't have guns in the hood. Why we don't have legal guns in the hood.
Because the majority of the brothers in the hood are felons, roughly like 85% of them.
Mm.
So they done broke the law. And the minute you get a felony, no matter what it is, you automatically you can't have a gun, yeah, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So
I know that law, but I'm saying that I mean, the people, even the brothers in the hood who have guns, they're not fucking with the average person. They only mess with you if you're involved in a drug game. Or you violated them in some way. They don't mess with you, brother. I know you live deep in Chicago, brother Chef. But they don't. The guys on the street don't mess with you. Because you're not in there. You're not in there. They're not someone that they're targeting, and they're not in their game. You got a legitimate business. You ain't fucking with them. It's just like the brothers on the hood in London. Well, not hood, but I mean, who are deep in the game of you know, deep in the drugs and stuff like that, and the sticking up other drug dealers. I mean, they don't mess with me because I don't sell drugs and that. I don't sell crack, so they don't need to fuck with me. You see what I'm trying to say? I'm not in their game. If I was in, when I was in on the road doing fuckeries, yeah, I was targeted by certain other black youths because I was in the game that they were in. But I'm not in that. I'm a big man, so I'm out of that shit.
Mm.
You know, and you know that as well, brother. You know, we as black people, we're not devils. We don't put it on innocent people. You think that I would go and rob someone who goes to work and earns his money? The reason why I wouldn't rob him is because as soon as he gets his stuff taken away from him, because his stuff is probably insured, you know, he's going to go and get, call the police, and the police are going to look for it, and then they're going to lock me up. I would have robbed someone when I was in the street. I would only rob people who were doing bad things, who was in the same line as I was. I wasn't targeting guys who went to work and done their 9-to-5. That would be stupid. And they're gonna tell the police so they can get back their so they can get their replacement. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Brother, we're coming to that point. Brother Pee Wee.
What's that, boss?
What you got to say about this whole thing here, man? Should we go ahead and get more involved in this? Because we see them, these individuals out here going ahead and profiting off of it. And we can go ahead, we can try to control a little bit more of it. You know, might not put us in such a bad position to go ahead and get some profits off of it. What do you think?
I think we should try to get more involved in it.
Get involved in
it can't worsen our condition. I think we need to do what we can do to get very involved in it and see if it can help in some type of way. You know what I mean? Besides us getting high.
Back there, left. They're gonna step to the mic. Look here, brother Pop. What you feel about this?
By all means, if you can make some, and if black folk can make some money, or if there's something for black folk to get involved in and make some, you know, make some extra cash, make some money out of it, by all means, go into it. I doubt that we can get involved in that market and jump on that. The devil's going to be on that straight away.
They already
Yeah, that's the only problem. You can't do nothing without them being involved in it.
Yeah.
Rob,
if you can do it, why not? I'm saying, if you look can make some money, if the black family can make some money through the weed, then why not?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you have something
to say,
Pee Wee?
Yeah, no, I had somebody listening in with me. He was checking out the show for a while with us. Yeah, I don't know where. He had something he wanted to kind of put in on it.
You know, you guys, have you heard of SETI, yeah? SETI probably said the most sensible, probably one of the most sensible things. And it's some people might see it as sick. But he said something very sensible. Because he was talking to some guys on the streets, And you saying if you can just sell drugs for about 20, 30 years and then get the fuck out of it, you know, why not? Because, you know, that's probably the best thing that's probably the only businesses that we're good at. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, that's the only business they make us good at with the way that they systematically...
Yeah,
you know,
we don't need to sell it to ourselves. And again, we don't need to make money off selling it to ourselves. We can make money off selling it to them.
Exactly.
The devil's love crack.
They came from them.
Well, right now they're loving a whole lot of heroin, coke, so...
Yeah,
you know,
there's
but...
areas, right, in England where black folk go just specifically to sell to... specifically just white areas where they make lots of money just selling crack to them. You know, I'm sure there's areas in the United States where black folk can just go and sell drugs to these devils rather than putting, you know, we don't need to actually just target our own people with that.
But, hold on. I don't see it that way. I see them coming to the neighborhood.
Well, fair enough.
And then when one of us go ahead and we're living in a white neighborhood, first thing they assume is, hey, look, you know, we're a drug dealer. That's how we're living over there in that area. So then you get approached by some of these people. Hey, man, you know, what you got, what you working with, or whatever the hell.
But what I was saying is that it with crack cocaine, it's not just a poor man's drug. Rich people take it as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hey, you know what? You just talking kind of like touching on the kind of stereotype thing where, you know, we wouldn't go to them, they would come to us or whatever like that. And I've been it's crazy. It's kind of like not really off the subject, but on I got stereotyped twice today, which was crazy to me. I walked into the bar today to order some food, and the first thing the dude tell me was, "What do you want? Some chicken?" I didn't know I was genetically inclined to like chicken, you know what I mean? another chick, I just went in to buy a pack of cigarettes. She told me to stay out of trouble. I was like, does all black guys get in trouble to you? I mean, what do I look like I'm about to go get in trouble? I'm actually at work. You know what I'm saying? So,
let me help you with real quick, okay? About that other part, let me deal with the first part about chicken. Did you know that was a West African invention? Fried chicken?
No, I didn't.
This brother will push pork down your throat, brother.
I mean, they were using, I believe these were people who had came to the States. And they had opened up these places. They were using guinea fowl back in Africa, and so what they did was they changed it over to chicken. Okay? So that was the West Africa. So, you know, when people go in and say something like that, I would go ahead and say, yeah, you know, it was fried chicken was invented by black folks. So what's your problem? And then that other stereotype about watermelon, do you know eating watermelon, and if you can consume the seeds, it increases your fertility, it increases your sperm count and everything, and also women, it go ahead and strengthen the eggs. Did you know that?
It's the most hydrated fruit out there. You know, it's got so much water in it. You don't need to drink a glass of water. You drink that stuff. That's good water, clean water.
But see, over here, it's stereotype. When if you ever go ahead and see some of them, oh my goodness, some of them little.
Yes, I know, watermelons. Yes,
yeah,
I
man. You know, and they got to have the big lips, watermelon, fried chicken, all that shit. But.
Yeah,
they actually don't realize that, hey, look, and I used to kind of feed into that, you know, I used to get kind of ticked off at that, but then when I saw that, hey, look, fried chicken is a West African invention, okay? It's something that they brought over here and taught the Europeans. And then you got your Colonel Sanders and you got your KFCs and your Popeyes and all these other places. We shouldn't go ahead and look down on that. You should go ahead and get them some history when they try to pull that mess on you. And also, you know, watermelon being one of those things that helps increase fertility. So be proud to go ahead and have that. I believe that fruit actually came from West Africa also.
But brother, you got to understand, they try to push us away from doing things that are good for us. You know, that's just how the devil does.
You know, not only that, it's one of those things to go ahead and separate you from your heritage. But we're going to have people looking at you and laughing at you and creating that stereotype. That's one of those things. Look here, brothers. We're going to call it a night. It's been a good show. I'm glad you guys showed up. Appreciate it. Poverty, my brother Pee-wee, that's my favorite barber in the world, by the way. You
okay,
did a good job, Pee-wee. I can't walk past a mirror in the house without going and touching my head.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I try to do the best at what I do, you know, be the best at what I do.
Poverty, when you bring your ass to Chicago, you got to come to Pee-wee's shop, man. You cut your head, take care of you, man.
Yeah? Okay, brother.
And Rob, I got a friend gonna send you a request on your page, man. So go ahead and accept
okay.
him. He's trying to learn a little thing, you know. So.
Okay. Yeah. Deal with another retard out here, motherfucker. I'm telling your ass here. All right, brothers. Thanks for showing up. That's my show.
Hey, come join me tomorrow, brother Chef.
Say it again.
Come join me tomorrow, brother Chef. We're talking about comedians. If you can.
Go ahead, let me know about the show. Tell me about your show.
I was just going to say it's about comedians and niggas.
Comedians and niggas?
Yeah, I'm saying I don't like these comedians. They exploit our people, but they don't want to give nothing back.
Oh,
they make their life from making jokes about our people, but they don't give nothing back. And they
more,
call
more poverty pimps.
People call these niggas. People can't give me the excuse that, well, they never said they're gonna make money to give back to the people. No, if I'm the butt of your joke all the time and I'm living in shit, and you make a living from making jokes out of me, wouldn't it be right if you see me living in degradation to come and help me? When
you
know
what,
I'm
gonna use that, brother. I'm gonna use that.
What do you say?
I got some people I'll be talking to on Saturday. Look here, brother. I gotta get out of here.
Peace.
Thanks for showing up.
Yes, oh. My girl, you tell me say you have something to tell me. No, you see me right now, please tell me. You can't deny my love. You can't deny my love. Sexy Italia, come sing for me.
Moment of honesty. Someone's gotta say to leave tonight. Is it gonna be?
Make sure.
I'm gonna sit right here and tell you what comes to me. If you have something to say, you should say right now.
You should say right now.
You ready?
Whoa.
You give me a feeling that I never felt before. And I deserve.
Honey, me tonight of the night, everything up is sealed up. My love is like we're hard, we want wheel up. Tell me how you feel about me, all the deal up. Me stand up on my two foot, then me no kneel up. You are acting like so you're hardly. My love is pure and Charlie. You tell me to your ex man, where are the box, so what the hell you want with Charlie Black? Please tell me.
What it makes us look crazy.
No.
Or
Tanya,